Welcome to Writer Writer Pants on Fire, where authors talk about things that never happened to people who don't exist. I'm your host, Mindy McGinnis. You can check out my books and social media at mindymcginnis.com and visit the Writer Writer Pants on Fire blog at writerwriterpantsonfire.blogspot.com. This past month, the podcast was featured by Podbean, which has led to hundreds of new followers. Welcome to all of you. If you find the podcast helpful, please consider showing your support by contributing as little as a dollar a month to help cover hosting, distribution, and software costs. Visit patron.podbean.com/writerwriterpantsonfire to learn more. In the month of July, I welcomed Tara Dehrman, whose debut novel, All Four Stars, about an 11-year-old restaurant critic moonlighting for New York's biggest newspaper, was published in 2014, followed by The Stars of Summer and Stars So Sweet in 2015 and 16. A new standalone middle-grade novel, The Great Hibernation, will hit the shelves on September 12th of this year. Tara joined me to talk about how a contest helped her gain an invitation to query a closed agency, how to navigate social media when your target audience may not be there, and the question of who you write for when you write middle grade, the kids or the gatekeepers. Also featured was Jodi Casella, author and a former high school English teacher. Her YA novel, Thin Space, received a starred review from Kirkus. She blogs, reviews books, speaks at libraries and schools, and teaches workshops at the Thurber House in Columbus, Ohio. She is the regional director of the Ohio Central South region of SCBWI, and joined me to talk about MFAs, querying as an already published writer, the benefits of joining SCBWI, and how attending book festivals geared for readers can also be beneficial to writers. So last month in the roundup, I talked with you a little about copyright, and I'd like to do so some more here today. At the moment, copyright is a hot topic, mostly because of H.R. 1695, the Register of Copyrights Selection and Accountability Act, which was passed by the House on April 26th, and the Senate introduced a similar bill, which was also expected to pass. So what is it, and what does it have to do with you? What H.R. 1695 does is move the Copyright Office out from under the Library of Congress. Up until now, the Librarian of Congress was the person who appointed and removed the Registrar of Copyright. This may seem like an odd partnership, but it was instituted in the 19th century with the thinking that the Library of Congress would then have easy access to deposit copies that authors and publishers sent when registering their copyrights. You'll remember from the June Roundup podcast that when the U.S. joined the Berne Convention in 1989, they also agreed to the tenet that copyright exists upon creation of the work. This means that anything you create is copyrighted the moment that you write, sing, paint, or compose it. Until 1989, registration was required in order to claim copyright, hence the affiliation of the Copyright Office and Library of Congress. So why move now? What changed? The answer, like many things, is complicated and political, but the quick answer is that librarians and authors, along with the publishing sector, can have conflicts of interest. Librarians want to have as many copies of quality works to share with their patrons as their budget allows, and publishers and authors, quite frankly, need to make money off the products that the libraries are loaning. This all came to a head in 2011 in the form of ebook lending through libraries. Traditional books tear, break, lose pages, have coffee spilled on them, absorb odors from the many houses they travel to, are often lost and sometimes flat out stolen. In other words, they break down. Libraries then purchase a replacement copy, and the author and publisher benefit from the relationship. Ebooks don't break down and can't be lost. Making one purchase eliminates the need for others into the foreseeable future. In March of 2011, HarperCollins introduced expiration dates for their ebooks. They could be lent 26 times before they expired. Assuming a two-week loan period, this means copies of ebooks were good for 1 year. Understandably, libraries with tight budgets and hungry readers were upset. Progress with the lending of ebooks and the relationships between libraries and the publishing industry have seen changes and improvements since 2011, which is a topic for another podcast. I mentioned the ebook lending situation as an example of an instance where libraries and publishers don't see eye to eye, which is a good reason to move the Copyright Office out from under the umbrella of the Library of Congress. There's a lot to unpack here, most of it political, and valid arguments can be made on both sides. As a former library employee in a rural school district with very little money, I absolutely understand the need to provide patrons with affordable materials. As an author who pays for the house I live in, the car I drive, the clothes I wear, and the food I eat entirely out of my creative efforts, I fully understand the position of the publishing industry as well. So that's what HR 1695 is, why it exists, what it will change, and what it means to you as an author. Writer Pants on Fire will be taking the month of August off. I've got a book to write, one to promote this fall, and a few new creative endeavors on my plate besides. There are currently 21 episodes, so new listeners, take the time to catch up on all the great writing and publishing advice from my former guests. And longtime listeners, you can look forward to upcoming episodes in August with writers such as Jeff Zentner, author of The Serpent King, and Madeline Rue, author of the Asylum series and the upcoming House of Furies. Until then, thanks so much for listening and keep writing. Writer Pants on Fire is produced by Mindy McGinnis, music by Jack Corbel. A special thank you to fellow authors Alyssa Palombo and R.C. Lewis, as well as patron Stephen Avery for helping to make this episode possible. If you find the blog or podcast helpful, please consider showing your support by visiting patron.podbean.com/writer pants on fire and making a donation.